The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We'll begin with this one, for your wardrobe, from First for Women, Pretty in Polka Dots, Four Chic Ways to Style the Classic Print. And they're showing four celebrities wearing different looks. First, Wendy Malick is wearing a tailored spotted button-down. It's a stylish staple you can wear for any occasion. Amanda Holden, a polka dot statement pair of pants, pair well with a plain t-shirt for a casual on-point ensemble. She's wearing black pants with white polka dots and a white casual tee. Molly Sims, wearing a fitted patterned dress in red with white polka dots, commands attention and highlights your body's feminine shape. And Kate Middleton, wearing an A-line polka dot dress, a little more conservative, flatters most body types and optically elongates the frame. Hers is navy with smaller white polka dots, short-sleeved. And some spot-on picks. And as always, I do encourage you to shop your own closet first for these pieces, but their recommendations. This patterned maxi dress hugs the body to showcase curves. It's $38 from Cider. It's the Sweetheart Polka Dot Lace Trim Maxi Dress. It has little cap sleeves. Very pretty and feminine. From ShopCider.com, ShopCider.com. Next, a flowy red polka dot skirt can easily be dressed up or down. This one's from J. Crew. It's the crinkled ruffle trim skirt in polka dot print, $60 at jcrew.com. Next, a spotted wristlet. That's a very small purse. Carries on-the-go essentials in style. This is a Kate Spade outlet, $35. It's the Morgan Sunshine Dot Card Case Wristlet. The website, KateSpadeOutlet.com. Next, button-down blouse. Dainty bow accents on this dotted button-down blouse add playful pizzazz. This is $46 from Zara. It's the Polka Dot Bows Shirt. ZARA.com. And they're showing a polka dot black heel slide type of shoe with an ankle buckle. Delivers polish with every stable step. $50 from Bandolino. It's the Penny, P-E-N-N-I-E, the number two sandal from DSW.com. Next, from First for Women, Jenna Bush Hager shares her seven books for summer. So here's what she says. There's nothing like escaping into the pages of a good book, and few people know this more than Jenna Bush Hager, founder of the popular book club Read with Jenna. So here are her recs. First, Summer Sisters, the name of the book, by Judy Blume, B-L-U-M-E. A nostalgic story unfolds in Judy Blume's iconic novel. Vix Leonard's world changes when she meets Caitlin Summers, who introduces Vix to her family's world of privilege, including trips to Martha's Vineyard. Over the years, their friendship fades until Caitlin asks Vix to be her maid of honor for her upcoming nuptials, leading Vix on a hunt to find out what happened during their falling out. Next one is a thriller called Heartwood by Amity Gaige, G-A-I-G-E. Set in Maine, this story centers on 42-year-old Valerie Gillis, an experienced hiker who vanishes on the Appalachian Trail. The gripping tale is told from the points of view of Valerie, Maine State Game Warden Beverly, and Lena, a 76-year-old birdwatcher, following the case from her nursing home. Next, a piece of literary fiction called The Names by Florence Knapp, K-N-A-P-P. This debut novel asks, does your name predict your destiny? The story begins with Cora and her daughter Maya registering the birth of Cora's newborn son. From there, the tale is told in three versions, one in which Cora names her son after her abusive husband, one in which Cora chooses his name, and one in which Maya names him. Next one's a mystery called All the Colors of the Dark by Chris Whitaker, Whitaker. A missing person mystery, a serial killer thriller, and a love story? Chris Whitaker's novel has it all. In 1975 Missouri, girls are disappearing. When the daughter of a wealthy family is targeted next, Patch, a local boy with one eye, steps in to help, but sets off a chain of events that impact his life and the lives of those around him. Next, a piece of contemporary fiction called The Vacationers by Emma Straub, Straub, for the Post family. 2 weeks on the Balearic island of Majorca, or Mallorca, is just what they need to celebrate a wedding anniversary and a graduation. But when devastating lies are uncovered and old rivalries resurface, the Posts will have to figure out how to bond as a family or risk falling apart. A rom-com, romantic comedy, The Wedding People by Allison Espach, Espach. Phoebe Stone arrives at Newport's luxurious Cornwall Inn after hitting rock bottom, only to be mistaken as one of the wedding people in the lobby. The inn is hosting a week-long wedding celebration for a couple, and Phoebe is the only guest at the hotel who isn't a guest for the wedding. And last, a piece of historical fiction called Swift River by S.E. Chambers, Chambers. Readers are transported back to a 1987 in S.E. Chambers' captivating debut novel. Ever since her pop disappeared, Diamond Newberry is the only black person in all of Swift River. But when a relative she's never met sends her a letter with insight into pop's life, she's introduced to two generations of African-American Newberry women. Question: what are the most versatile pieces to pack for a summer vacation? Stacy London, fashionista, has the answer, or her answer. The fabrics you choose really matter, so I always recommend going with something lightweight and breezy. A trendy linen blend set is perfect for summer. Just steer clear of 100% linen, since it wrinkles easily when it's packed in a suitcase. Other go-to packable fabrics include cotton, rayon, and spandex. They're soft like a t-shirt, help keep you cool and comfy, and are less prone to wrinkling. Flowy skirts and dresses are also travel-friendly staples that work just as well for sightseeing as they do for dinners. A dress is especially great because it takes all the guesswork out of pairing a top and a bottom. Talk about easy. From Magnolia, Time Well Spent. Each moment holds boundless opportunity for adventure, for rest, and for connection. Our team pulled together a few fun things to help you soak up these summer days. First, some conversation starters. For the car, plane, boat, or wherever your feet take you next, here are some suggestions. What's the peach and pit of this season, this day, this trip? What's your dream vacation? When was the most surprised you've ever been? When's the last time something took your breath away? What's the last thing that stopped you in your tracks? What are you baking or cooking right now? What's your favorite decade of music? And as an activity, write your own Mad Lib and invite your travel companion to fill it out. And from the magazine team, what's your favorite way to spend an ordinary summer day with family and friends? Here are the team's answers. Doing anything, anywhere water is involved, in a kiddie pool in the backyard or at the community pool. Another staff member said going to a baseball game and enjoying all the snacks. Another, spending time indoors with the kids and watercolor painting with no result in mind. Another, going to a favorite artist's concert at a local amphitheater, blanket spread out on the lawn, cold drink in my hand. And hiking in your local park, hanging a hammock in a spot with a view, and enjoying a good read. And lastly, a quote from Joanna Gaines, publisher. I always love keeping a puzzle out on our table during the summer. It's a natural invitation for people to pause and come together. And at this season of my life, I'm in agreement with that. We have done about 10 puzzles recently because I broke a foot and I'm supposed to stay put. From First for Women, in Focus Statement, Sunnies. Sun protection never looked so good. Oversized sunglasses aren't just chic. They flatter every face shape and offer extra UV protection for your eyes. For a standout look, choose frames in a color that contrasts with your hair or skin tone. Think tortoiseshell on blondes or jewel tones for dark skin. The result? You'll turn heads and protect your eyes in style. Some healthy and simple and speedy moves to help you outsmart warm weather health hazards or hassles from First for Women. First, eat asparagus to restore stamina. It's asparagus season, and if you've been feeling draggy, feasting on this summertime treat could perk you up fast. Researchers reporting in the Journal of Functional Foods credit the veggies' rich stores of phenolic compounds, flavonoids, and polyphenols, which they say help muscle cells quickly soak up and burn blood glucose for fuel. More good news, studies suggest that munching on a few stalks of phenol-rich asparagus daily could help you feel stronger and more energetic all summer long. Next, try liming to feel more cheer. The sun is shining, birds are chirping, and you're feeling grumpy? You're not alone. Experts say rising temperatures disrupt nervous system function, raising the risk of blah moods by more than 40%. Thankfully, people in the Caribbean have a cure for heat-triggered irritability, liming, or relaxing with friends and enjoying snacks, drinks, and a fun chat. And according to Austrian scientists, that joyful connection can help you feel cheerier on even the hottest summer day. Next, kick off your shoes to calm an upset stomach. Your eyes were bigger than your stomach at the neighbor's potluck, or you couldn't resist an extra scoop of ice cream, and now GI upset is brewing. For speedy relief, kick off your shoes and stroll around the yard. Scientists reporting in biomedical journals say walking barefoot energizes the vagus nerve, a nerve pathway that heightens digestive enzyme release, speeds stomach emptying, eases bloat, and quickly calms intestinal spasms. Give your wrist a squeeze to prevent restless sleep. Later sunsets and warmer nights can double your risk of restless sleep and groggy mornings. The good news? Spending a few minutes at bedtime gently massaging your own wrists can help you sleep more soundly at night. A Turkish research review suggests. The study authors say this simple massage switches on the brain's production of serotonin, a mood-steadying hormone that helps you feel calm, relaxed, and sleepy. Stretch on the stairs to soothe sore muscles. Even a fun day of gardening, shopping, or exploring farmers markets can leave you stiff and sore. Fortunately, Danish research suggests doing a slow, deep calf stretch can ease pain in seconds. Turns out, stretching large muscles prompts the release of powerful natural painkillers called endorphins. To do, stand on a step with your heel hanging over the edge. Drop your heels until you feel a pull in your calves and hold for 1 minute. And last, spray some perfume to banish brain fog. Juggling your regular to-dos with extra summer tasks and travel can leave you feeling scattered. For an instant brain boost, spritz on your favorite perfume. A study out of Malaysia found that smelling a much-loved scent can energize the central nervous system to sharpen focus and concentration in minutes. Don't wear perfume? Scientists say inhaling the aroma of lemon, the fresh fruit, or an essential oil can give you the same impressive brain boost. From real simple, get white leather sneakers looking like new. Oh, these old things? It's only a two-step process, at least that's what it looks like. First, scrub the leather. Even the dingiest sneaks can be saved. Mix up a paste that's equal parts white toothpaste, baking soda, and warm water. A tablespoon of each should be plenty. Dip a toothbrush or microfiber cloth in the mixture and apply it to your sneakers, rubbing gently in circular motions to remove dirt and stains. Then wipe off the paste with a clean, damp cloth. Pat dry with a separate cloth. Moisture can damage the leather. And then inspect. If any marks remain, repeat the process. Let the shoes dry thoroughly before wearing them. To clean any suede parts, gently rub a suede eraser back and forth over stains or scuff marks. And then brighten the laces. Nothing kills the look of fresh kicks like dirty laces. So brush dirt off them with your hand or cloth as it appears. When they get really bad, fill a small bowl with warm water, add a few squirts of liquid dish soap, and mix. Drop in your shoelaces, making sure they're fully submerged. After 10 minutes or so, pull the laces from the bowl and scrub them with a toothbrush or small cleaning brush to remove dirt and set in stains. Hang the laces to dry completely. If they're still super soiled or torn or frayed, consider giving them the boot. From First for Women, a soothing soak for sunburn. Whoops, you missed a spot when applying sunscreen and now your thighs are burned. What helps? Soak in a cool bath infused with 4 bags of chamomile tea for 20 minutes before bed. Research shows this soothing soak calms inflamed skin and eases sunburn pain in the same way NSAIDs do. That's non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, like Motrin. It may help you sleep better, too. I'm all for that. Farm stand fix that outsmarts falls. It's no secret that falling can cause fractures, head trauma, and other injuries. But in a study in Aging and Clinical Experimental Research, they suggest eating 5 servings of fruits and veggies daily can help you stay steady on your feet. In fact, women over 50 who ate about 3 servings of veggies and 2 servings of fruit a day were 49% less likely to experience dangerous falls than those who ate less produce. Study authors say nutrients in these foods rev energy and optimize balance. From Real Simple, the staple, dulce le leche, a luscious way to spread a little sweetness. What is it? Essentially, caramelized sweetened milk, which you can DIY or buy pre-made. It's like caramel's richer, creamier cousin. Its consistency is somewhere between a sauce and a soft, chewy candy, kind of like a melted caramel. How to use it? We enjoy the spread with cookies, on top of ice cream, or between cake layers. I also use it to make an almond butter sandwich, swapping out the jelly for dulce le leche. 2 more ideas. Try it as a dip for apple slices, or spoon it, directly into your mouth. Look for cans or jars in the baking aisle or with the Latin American ingredients. Dulce de leche, D-U-L-C-H-E, and then D-E, and then L-E-C-H-E. And from Real Simple, an easy dinner, Calabrian chile chicken enchiladas. Active time only 15 minutes. Total time is 50. It serves 6, is freezable, make ahead, and it makes a big batch. We need cooking spray, 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese, softened, 2 8-ounce packages of red enchilada sauce, divided, half a cup chopped Calabrian chiles, divided, 2 cups shredded cooked chicken breast, such as rotisserie chicken, 12 ounces Monterey Jack cheese shredded, about 3 cups, divided, 6 8-inch flour tortillas, then diced avocado, sour cream, and chopped cilantro for topping. Preheat oven to 375. Spray a broiler-safe 13-by-9-inch baking dish with cooking spray. Whisk cream cheese, 1/2 cup enchilada sauce, and 1/4 cup chilies in a large bowl until mostly smooth. Stir in the chicken and 1.5 cups of the cheese. Spread 1/2 cup of the enchilada sauce evenly in the bottom of prepared baking dish. Then place tortillas on a clean work surface. Spread about 2/3 of a cup of chicken mixture along the center of each tortilla. Roll the tortillas to cover the filling. Place them seam side down in the baking dish, all in a row. Stir together remaining enchilada sauce and 1/4 cup of chilies. Pour over enchiladas, spreading to coat the tortillas evenly. Top with remaining 1.5 cups cheese. Cover with foil. Bake for 30 minutes. Uncover and bake until cheese is bubbly, about 5 more minutes. If desired, turn the oven to broil and cook uncovered until cheese has started to brown, if you like your cheese browned, 3 to 5 minutes. Then top with avocado, sour cream, and cilantro. From First for Women, Strawberry Blossom Tart. Active time, 30 minutes. Total time is 1 hour and 45. And this serves 12, so it's something nice to take to a 4th of July get-together or something. Thanks to prepared cookie dough, it's a snap to create this sweet crust for this crispy, creamy confection. So we need 3/4 of a 16.5-ounce tube of sugar cookie dough, such as Pillsbury, that you find in the refrigerator section, 1/3 of a cup all-purpose flour, 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese at room temp, 2 tablespoons milk, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 cup confectioner's sugar plus additional, and a 16-ounce container or pound of strawberries hulled sliced lengthwise. Heat oven to 400. Coat a 9-inch round tart pan with removable bottom with cooking spray. On a lightly floured surface, knead sugar cookie dough with flour until fully combined. Fit the dough in the tart pan, pressing up the sides. So the bottom and up the sides. Bake until golden, 14 to 16 minutes, pressing down the center with the bottom of a measuring cup immediately after baking to keep it flat. You don't want it rising. Transfer to a rack and let cool completely. Meanwhile, on medium speed, beat the cream cheese, milk, and vanilla till combined. On low, gradually beat in 1 cup of confectioner's sugar. Transfer mixture to crust. Spread out evenly. Then fan the strawberry slices on top in a pretty flower pattern. If desired, dust with additional confectioner's sugar. My mouth's watering. From Good Housekeeping, cheesy garlic bread. Active in total time, 15 minutes. We need 2 ciabatta rolls, 1/4 cup mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons grated Parmesan cheese, 1 ounce of Colby Jack cheese, coarsely grated, about 1/3 of a cup. 1 ounce whole milk mozzarella cheese, coarsely grated, about 1/4 cup. 2 tablespoons flat leaf parsley leaves, roughly chopped. 1 large clove of garlic, grated, and kosher salt. Arrange oven rack 6 inches from broiler, then heat oven to 450. Place ciabatta rolls on small rimmed baking sheet and bake until slightly crisp on the exterior and hot to the touch, 4 to 5 minutes. Transfer to the cutting board, split lengthwise, and return to the sheet, cut sides up. Heat broiler on high. In a medium bowl, stir together mayonnaise, Parmesan, Colby Jack, mozzarella, parsley, garlic, and 1/8 teaspoon of salt. Spread evenly on cut sides of the rolls. Broil until cheese is melted and golden brown. 1 to 3 minutes. So this makes four halves. It says it serves four, but in my house, that would only serve two. Next, also from Good Housekeeping, Tajin shrimp cocktail with creamy cilantro dip. Active and total time, 10 minutes. We need half cup of sour cream, half cup cilantro, roughly chopped, one scallion, cut in 2-inch pieces, half of a serrano chili, seeded and roughly chopped, one small clove garlic, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1.5 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin, 1/4 teaspoon ground coriander, kosher salt, 1 pound of pre-cooked medium shrimp, peeled with tails intact, and 1/2 teaspoon tajin. I don't know how to say that. T-A-J-I-N. It's a seasoning. In a mini food processor, puree the sour cream, cilantro, scallion, serrano chili, garlic, oil, lemon juice, cumin, coriander, and 1/2 teaspoon salt until smooth. In a large bowl, toss shrimp and tajin to coat, and then serve with the dip. And it says this serves 6. Looks very pretty. From Real Simple, cheesy baked eggs. Coat a 9-inch square baking pan with cooking spray. Line the pan with parchment paper, leaving a 1 to 2 inch overhang on 2 sides. Whisk 12 large eggs, 1/4 cup of chopped chives, 1/4 cup half and half, 1 3/4 teaspoons kosher salt, 3/4 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, and 1/2 cup grated sharp yellow cheddar cheese in a large bowl. Pour into prepared pan and sprinkle with 1/4 cup of cheddar. Bake at 350 until eggs are just set, about 25 minutes. Serve as is, or you can cut into squares and sandwich into opened biscuits. And it says this serves 12, it makes 12 eggs worth. Depends on how hungry your family is, doesn't it? Magnolia gave us a whole big group here of spritz recipes, variations on a summer sip. Now, I'm not going to read them all to you. We're almost out of time, but I'm going to go ahead and read one. Blackberry fizz. This prep time is 5 minutes, and it makes 1 serving. Muddle 1/2 cup fresh blackberries and 1 tablespoon sugar in a cocktail shaker until berries are mashed and sugar dissolved. Add 2 ounces or 1/4 cup gin, optional, 1 ounce or 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice, and enough ice to fill the shaker half full. Cover and shake till cold. Place a small fine mesh sieve on the rim of an ice-filled glass. Double strain the liquid through the shaker lid and sieve into the glass. Top with 5 ounces ginger beer. Garnish with additional fresh blackberries or a lime slice. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. Thank you for listening. Hope I hear from you next time. Bye.